The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's racing on this edition of the podcast, or at least what's left of it anyway. We'll be starting from 12:05 p.m. on Racing Radio with Niall Hannity, John Budden and Mick Norton joining you in the studios. Southall and Wolverhampton will go ahead so far. We also have Irish racing from Thurles. Unfortunately, no racing from Taunton. That has been abandoned, but still plenty to look at. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Mark. It seems strange, doesn't it, this time of year when we're sort of worried about fog, frost, ice and snow. It's the water.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's we've had a relatively mild winter as well. I mean, normally before Christmas we have a few meetings abandoned for snow or ice or whatever, and yeah, we had none of that, and now it's just rain.
That's, just rain, yeah.
It's causing problems. I mean, what's he called? David Carr makes a nice little argument, nice little piece in the Racing Post on Sunday about how racing carries on as often as it can. You know, the battle against the elements, but there's only so much they can do, isn't there? And unfortunately, like Taunton being off on Monday, the weather's taking its toll, isn't it, again?
Absolutely, and you know, we may well lose more Chepstow on Tuesday.
Yeah,
they've got an inspection in place. They've had a lot of rain since their Welsh National Day. Leicester, parts of the course are waterlogged at Leicester. That they're both due to race on Tuesday. Doncaster will be okay. That takes it. Ludlow, doubtful on Wednesday. Catterick should be okay. Fontwell, I would say. The South seem to be getting it worse, don't they, Mark? Fontwell might be a bit dodgy on Thursday. And, of course, Huntingdon, who lost their meeting recently. They've got another one on Friday. They could be in trouble. I think Sedgefield should be okay on Friday, though. So it's very much a north-south divide, isn't it, as far as the concerns are in place for whether racing will take place or not.
Yes. It's a good opportunity for Northern Jumbie to state a case. We're all right without weather than get us.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, I was speaking to Ken as well the other day, and he was telling me how rainy it was down there, how wet it was. He was thinking about getting a boat by the sounds of things. And up here, it was dry. It was sunny up here. It was completely north-south divide, as you say. It's
incredible stuff. Yeah. Yes. Just have a look at the racing in Cork on Saturday. It looks like a spring day there. Sunshine. I mean, bright green. This green stood out. It was quite incredible.
Yeah. What that does mean is we don't really have much to reflect on from the weekend. There wasn't too much racing on Saturday. No big flagship meeting as we used to as well. Did anything catch your eye this weekend, Mick?
Not really. I was a bit disappointed too in Cork. The horse that fell in the beginner's chase.
The Willie Mullins horse. God.
Yeah.
Blood Cateel.
That's right, yes. I mean, he was still travelling like the winner, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And just came down, got up without looking none the worse. And, you know, I mean, he put a horse who was rated sort of 120-odd. Had him out cold, didn't he? I think hopefully he's none the worse for that, and we'll look forward to seeing him out again in the future. And wherever she runs next, especially if she's in against her own sex, Avondale Lady looks an absolute certainty off her mark at the moment. Even if she gets the statutory penalty if she takes on her own sex next time, I think she's another one to keep on the right side of until the handicapper catches up with her.
Yeah,
it's quite good stuff, I thought, at Cork, considering how bad the ground was.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And Wicklow Brave was expected to win and did so as well on winning quite nicely as well in that 1 o'clock, the maiden hurdle. So another Willie Mullins horse that was short enough and did the business as well.
Yeah, he's going for a winner as a novice next time, and we'll see. You know, that's a nice logical next step before he takes on Grady Company. Certainly looks up to Grady, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, yeah. Okay, well, let's move on to Monday stuff then, Mick, because not too much to concentrate on from Saturday. And we've got racing at Southwell, Wolverhampton and Thurles. We're going to look at three at Wolverhampton, Mick.
Well, I thought I'd better play safe and look at Wolverhampton, which is, you know, we can more or less say it will take place. Yeah. I know it's a dangerous statement to make, but I think it should be okay, Wolverhampton. And, well, Southwell have a jumping card. I'm disappointed with the turnout runners there. But again, you know, Southwell on the turf there, they can get sort of... I think they should be okay on Monday, but anyway, we thought we'd play safe and go for the flat.
Okay. Three at Wolverhampton, then starting in the 3:10. We start in a handicap over a mile and one furlong, and it's a Class 6 handicap. So it might be basement level stuff, Mick, but competitive stuff as well.
Very much so, Mark. Yeah, we've got 11 declared overnight, and I think we'll start with Minstrel Lad, who's a former course and distance winner. Lydia Pierce trains Paddy Aspel in the saddle. Minstrel Lad does look to have more races in him while his mark remains in the 50s. Another solid performance last time when third of 14 behind Brave Decision in a competitive Kempton handicap. And that suggested that although he's gone up a pound for that, he looks as though he's recaptured his best form and returns to the scene of his course and distance win. Another one to consider is Odin. He comes into this in form, but although he has shown his best all-weather form on the fibre sand, he does have one particularly good run on the poly track at Kempton Park. You have to go back to 2011 for it, Mark, but he was a close fourth off a mark of 81 in Class 3 company, and he can race off 66 today. So we know it's not beyond him. He's won two of his last four and is respected despite the penalty down in Class 6. And there's a very interesting handicap debutant as well, and that's Eco Warrior, who may well trump them all. He gets into this off a mark of 59. His third and qualifying run was by far his best, when he was quite a well-backed second of six behind the hot-pot favourite He's a Rarity, who was rated 66 at the time. He's learning with racing this horse, and I think he's going to be the one that they've all got to worry about in this 3:10 against pretty much exposed rivals. I think Eco Warrior could be the improver.
Yeah, he was a bit unlucky last time as well. He was bumped early on.
He was, yeah. It wasn't unexpected either that last time.
Yeah. Okay, then, so Eco Warrior in the 3:10 at Wolverhampton, moving on to the 3:40 next. And this is a Classics handicap over a mile and a half. And should we start here with Ice Trays, Mick, who's been knocking on the door, or starting to knock on the door of late?
Yeah. I suppose, really, I think he's only had about eight starts or so. Relatively unexposed. Ran well to be second in what was an admittedly weakish race here from £2 out the handicap. The handicap has reacted, so she is off that £2 higher mark today, which just take her back into the 50s, which she has been struggling off. But I think the key probably to her is I think she's been doing too much too soon in her races, and I think if they just hang on to her a little bit, I wouldn't rule her out off this mark of 51, but she will need to be, for me, ridden with a little bit more restraint than certainly she was the last day. Okay. Agapanthus is interesting, with Tom Quilly being booked to ride. Now, Tom's been on board on two of his three wins. That was when he was trained by Barney Curley. One of them off a mark of 63, and he can race off 46 on Monday. And he confirmed his well-being as well with two placed efforts over hurdles in the last two or three weeks. And he certainly does look dangerously well handicapped. If the money came for him, I'd certainly be want him on side. He's 9 years old now, but there was a couple of hurdle runs suggested that he's certainly got some more races in him off the marks he's got to race off now. And another one who bears a mention is Impeccability. She's getting weight off the field. Jimmy Quinn rides for John Mackey. She should be up to winning a small race off 46. Took another step in the right direction here last time. Won second of eight to This Is Me, who was a well-back second favourite that day. That was on the day after Boxing Day on the 27th. And it won't be far away in peccability. It may well reward place support. It's a tricky enough one, isn't it? If the money came for Agapanthus, I'd want to be with him. Reliability is impeccability, and Ice Trait, if they just hang on to it a bit more, is another one with a chance. I think they'll be the three that I'd concentrate on. I think I'd just hold my horses and see if the money comes for Agapanthus in the morning.
Yeah, and you mentioned that Agapanthus won off 63 under Tom Queeley. He followed up off a mark of 71 at Sandown under Tom Queeley as well, so even more well handicapped on the
basis of that. Yes, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. If the money comes for Agapanthus, then take note in the 340 at Wolverhampton.
Yeah, absolutely.
The 410 then is the final race we're going to look at. It's a Phillies handicap over nearly six furlongs, isn't it? Class 5 handicap here. Mm. Barb's Princess at the top of the betting, top of the weights rather, has been running in similar company to this and a decent placed effort at Wolverhampton last time.
Absolutely, yeah. She's going to be popular, isn't she? Showing a decent midsummer form in the mid-60s, and signs of a return to something like her best when finishing third of 11 behind Dam Scenario here over course and distance back in November, a repeat of which would give her a shout against her own sex. So, yeah, I wouldn't put anybody off backing her. I think the Dean is interesting, though. She was heavily backed on her first start for Brian Allison since been bought out of the Peter Chapel Higham stable. She disappointed her followers in only finishing 7th of 12 behind Eastern Dragon. But that race is already starting to throw up winners. She did, however, run better than her placing might suggest. Travelled really well into the race. Looked as though she was going to get involved a furlong out, and then just didn't sort of run right to the line. Connections have quickly dropped her back a furlong in trip to a trip where she's shown arguably her best form for Peter Chapelheim, including her maiden win. She's a very strong traveller in her races. She's got a good draw in five to sort of sit just in the box seat, just off the pace. And I think I'd be risking giving her another chance. And another one to consider down at the bottom, again, probably for each way money is available, who wins in her turn. And she's now £14 lower than her last win, and showed that turn might be nearer, going close on her last three starts. Hard not to see her being involved again, but I'm going to stick with Dadina in a really good fillies handicap that 410.
Yeah. Okay, then let's just have a quick summary then, Mick, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through one more time.
Yes, it's a tricky enough, as you say, low grade stuff, but very competitive low grade stuff. And I'm going to take a chance and handicap debutante Eco Warrior in the 310. That mark of 59 may not be beyond him. If the money comes for Agapanthus, I'd certainly want to be with him in the 340, especially with Tom Queeley. The booking of Tom suggests they mean business. Two good runs over hurdles the last twice. Now Mulholland trains him now, and even though he's nine, I don't think he's beyond winning off these sort of marks. And in the 410, I think Dadina can get those losses back on her first start for Brian Allison, coming back in for a furlong to a trip that she arguably showed her best form over in the 410.
Okay, good stuff, Mick. Thank you very much. You'll be in the studio on Monday.
I will, Mark. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck and enjoy is what I'm trying to say. I'm going to say look forward to it, but I can't tell you.
Yeah, we'll have a nice little mix. We've got flat action from Wolverhampton, and jumping action from Southwell and Thurles. So it should be a nice little mixture in the Monday afternoon.
Yeah, should be good. Thank you, Mick. So there you go, the thoughts of Mick Norton on Monday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12:05 PM. It'll be Niall Hannity, John Budden and Mick Norton, as we just said, in the studio. Southwell, Wolverhampton and Thurles, the three meetings. So tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.